It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the mayor of Prairie du Chien as a historic bridge that connects Wisconsin and Iowa over the Mississippi River is abruptly closed due to structural problems. The Cantilever Bridge is the only one crossing between Prairie du Chien and La Crosse. We discuss this issue, other developments in this southwestern Wisconsin community on the upper Mississippi River. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Dave Hemmer is mayor of Prairie du Chien in Crawford County. Mayor Hemmer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you much. I appreciate being on with you.
Well, let's discuss the bridge first. The Iowa Transportation Department announcing the closure at Lansing, the bridge connecting Iowa to Wisconsin, a bit north from you. How is the bridge closure affecting traffic in Prairie du Chien?
Well, so far it hasn't been too bad. There's been somewhat of an increase, but we haven't really noticed anything extreme yet. I'm sure once the weather gets warmer and we get on into spring and summer, hopefully they have it back open for those folks up in Lansing by then. But if they don't, I guess they will have to come this way or up to La Crosse.
What do you know about the bridge's problems? What have you heard?
What I have heard from the official Iowa DOT website was that they inspected the bridge and it had moved, and one of the pilings had moved slightly from the driving piling for the new bridge, which is pretty close to almost right alongside, just a little bit to the north, and that the vibration from driving that piling into the bedrock of the Mississippi River the vibration was bad enough that it moved the old bridge just slightly.
What you're talking about is, you know, massive engineering. It's vital infrastructure to bridge the Mississippi River. What does this bridge closure, what does that say about upkeep and maintenance of bridges and other infrastructure?
Well, that bridge is almost 100 years old, and it had been slated for replacement anyway. But, it says we need to keep ahead of that, of our maintenance and on our bridges and roads. In places, we're sorely lacking that right now.
And as you mentioned, the closure comes as the Iowa Transportation Department is planning to build a replacement bridge by 2027. So do you think this bridge closure now is a preview of what's to come in terms of traffic rerouting?
It probably will be to a certain extent, but it affects people more that live on either side of the river in that area, getting to work or school. It's a big problem for them. That's a heck of a long ways to detour around, almost an hour by the time you figure either coming back to Prairie and then back up the river, or the other way to La Crosse and back down. That's a good hour detour.
Wow. Well, let's talk about water. Prairie du Chien's Common Council members approved a Clean Water Fund pilot project. Can you explain what this project is?
Sure. What it is DNR has their new regulations and their data on what phosphorus amounts can be released into the river from our wastewater treatment plant. And they have the level so low at this point that we're working on an upgrade for our plant now. We're just starting that. But in the meantime, we're working on this pilot program where if we can do rehab on streams or creeks that empty into the Mississippi, that gets us points that we can put towards our plant in the short term to keep us within the DNR regulations.
How much funding do you have to rehab streams and creeks to reduce the flow of these nutrients?
Right now we have just over $1 million.
Is that enough for you in order to be able to carry, to get within the requirements, the DNR requirements?
At this point, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
We had done a similar project a couple years ago. We had rehabbed a stream just north of the city limits here on another street project we did, and we received credits off of that. So this is going to be pretty similar to what we did before. I know people listening in from around the city, they think, well, why the heck are we sticking our money in something like that? But it's all part of the DNR regulations, and it buys us some time to get our plant upgraded and to where we need it to be.
You know, pilot projects from the DNR are sometimes classified as non-traditional water projects. Is this, would you put this into the non-traditional category, or is this something that other communities are doing as well?
Other communities are also doing this, but it's something new. Like, so we did one already a couple of years ago, but it is something newer for us.
And did you get the results that you anticipated a couple years ago?
Pretty much. Yeah, it worked out pretty well. That's why we went ahead with this next one.
What does rehabbing mean with these waterways? What is involved?
It's basically just doing the banks of the stream or the creek and cleaning them out. And that pretty much takes care of it.
We're talking with the mayor of Prairie du Chien. Dave Hemmer is with us as we discuss priorities and different new developments in southwestern Wisconsin. You can join in with questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So the DNR identifies numerous counties with PFAS contamination, forever chemicals, including Crawford County, where you are. Are PFAS in Prairie du Chien's drinking water?
No.
Are you able
Not
to do...
time, yeah. And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Are you able to do enough testing so that you can be continually, you know, monitor this issue?
Yes, we're doing that.
And, you know, the state legislature recently passed a bill that would unlock $125 million for addressing PFAS, but Governor Evers has signaled he will veto the bill over how it would limit the DNR in its regulations. How do you feel about the response by state lawmakers in addressing PFAS at the state level?
Well... I think they could do more. I mean, they pass it on down to the local municipalities, but they need to give us the funding to be able to do it.
Do you worry about PFAS in your community and your wells?
Of course we do. We have 5 wells right now, and we're constantly monitoring them, and checking them. But yes, that is a big issue.
Have you learned from other communities around La Crosse as they grapple with PFAS? I'm thinking about the town of Campbell, for instance, which is about, 60-some miles from you.
That's exactly what we've been thinking because, Campbell's not that far from us, and they haven't been able to drink their water for going on 3 or 4 years, I believe.
So, you know, the city's website says the water department has the wellhead protection plan to safeguard public water from contamination. Would the Clean Water Fund pilot project influence protections that are already in place?
Yes, they would.
In what way?
Well, the way we have it now, it prevents contamination right now, and... that's what we want to keep doing, obviously.
When you look at the resource of water for Prairie du Chien, I mean, you are right there on the Mississippi River, and you also have competing priorities. You have Main Street. You have your different economies and employers. How do you prioritize what comes first in order to spend, scarce and very valuable the dollars you have?
We just try to do the best we can. Obviously, water is a big, it's life-giving, actually, so we want to protect our water source at all costs.
Dave,
I would say that's number one.
That is number one. Dave Hemmer is with us, mayor of Prairie du Chien, the city just above the confluence of the Mississippi River and Wisconsin Rivers. You can join the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we check in with mayors from time to time across Wisconsin and explore priorities, we have Prairie du Chien's Dave Hemmer in Crawford County. Hemmer was first elected in 2010. Call in with a question. You can add your perspective along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mayor Hemmer, can you give us a bit of a tour? What would you like people to know about Prairie du Chien?
Well, we're the state's second oldest city, of course, and we're, like we've talked about, we're on the Mississippi River. We have lots of events going on throughout the summer every year, and the more people that join us, the better we like it.
What is your favorite event?
We have probably the Prairie Villa Rendezvous over on St. Farrell Island every summer. Last year, we had their 350th anniversary of the Marquette and Joliet.
How close?
Their 150th celebration last summer also. So it was a pretty big weekend.
How it sounds like also a bit of a collaboration with communities around you. How close are you with your communities, you know, in Wisconsin, but also on the Iowa side?
We work pretty well with right across the river there with the city of Marquette and McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge goes right from Prairie over to Marquette, and we have a lot of people going both ways. There's a lot of people from Iowa that work in the city of Prairie du Chien every day, so we get along very well with them, and our surrounding townships, we get along fairly well, too. We try to work together as much as possible on things because it all benefits. If it benefits, let's say, Bridgeport Township, Prairie du Chien gets a benefit out of it also.
Let's talk about the public safety building in the works. Last fall, the Prairie du Chien Common Council approved nearly $7 million in local funds to build this new public safety center. The funding is in addition to the nearly $5 million in federal funds approved last year. Why does Prairie du Chien need a public safety center? Can you describe it?
Sure. Our reason we need it is our fire station we have now is 50 years old. And they have outgrown the facility. The trucks are larger nowadays, and we don't have enough room to fit all of our equipment in the space that we have. And also, our police department had been housed for the last, probably 40 or 50 years. We'd in with the county at the county facility. Well, the county facility, they are going to expand and build a bigger facility on site there, and it was just time for us to go our separate ways and each have our own facility. So that's what we're doing.
What is the timeline for construction of it?
I think we're hoping to be in within 2 years breaking ground. We're working on the site now that we have is the old Memorial Hospital site on the south end of Prairie, kind of in the center of town. They have agreed to donate the site to the city, so we've already started our phase one environmental studies on it, and hopefully, if everything goes well, we can get it break ground there within, I'd say, with less than 2 years, hopefully.
Do you think a center like this could improve emergency response times?
Yes, I think it could. It's more of a central location than where our fire department is now. The only drawback is where our fire department is now is right on a highway coming into the east side of Prairie du Chien, where this new center will be a block off one of the main thoroughfares. But of all the sites, we looked all over the city, and this was the best one we could come up with. It would fit our needs. And so like I said, the hospital had agreed to donate the site to us, so that's where we're going to move forward.
I would imagine, too, it would improve coordination between emergency, like police and fire and local EMS all being together.
That's what we're hoping for. That is what we're hoping for.
Let's turn to flooding. Prairie du Chien was hit by a major river flooding last spring. Are there better protections now? And is the recovery complete?
I would say the recovery is complete. As far as protections, we do as much as we possibly can. It's the river. You're not going to stop it. And the curious thing about it was last year was, I think it was the third highest flood on record. Mm. And by the end of the summer, the Mississippi River was at record lows. So you never know with the river.
Yeah, it's been such a warm winter here. We've got drought conditions around the state. I wonder what might the Mississippi's crest be like this spring?
Well, so far, unless we get a bunch of rain up north, I would say there will be little to no flooding, at least here mm-hmm. in Prairie. I would guess up and down the river because it's not very high right now. And this is due to the time of year that it starts to come up a little bit.
Well, I mean, you've been mayor since 2010. You've seen higher years. You've seen lower years. I wonder, what is your approach to working with residents and the federal government, the state, you know, during and after floods? What is your approach to, you know, flood relief?
Well, we keep track of everything. We've worked with FEMA in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisconsin Emergency Management, also we work with them. So we just try and keep track of everything, every last dollar that's spent. And hopefully in the past, we've gotten reimbursement from both agencies. If we meet the level that there's a certain level that you have to meet dollar wise to get reimbursement.
Has that happened in an efficient way? Do you hear from residents that are able to rebuild efficiently?
Thankfully, most of anybody who was affected by the flood hasn't had that much damage where it would say ruin, you know, destroy their house or anything like that. Because mm-hmm. back in the 70s. The federal government made everybody move off St. Farrell Island, because before that, back in from forever till the 60s, there would be flooding over there every year, and the people would just do their best to clean up everything and move on with their lives. And that was a big controversy back in the 70s, making everybody move off that island.
With climate change,
yeah. But that took care of a lot of the... flooding issues for most of the residents in Prairie, not all, but most.
We're in conversation with Dave Hemmer, Prairie du Chien's mayor, as we talk about developments and a look forward. You can join in with questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So looking to ports, Wisconsin has 15 ports across the state, including in Prairie du Chien. How does the port support the local economy?
We have our port right now is run by a company called Gavilon, and we receive tariffs from every ton of grain that comes into the port and gets shipped out. And so right now we're always looking to expand that. But right now, that's basically what we have. I'd also, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back for one second when we're talking about the public safety center and that $6.9 or $7 million figure you were talking about. That also includes our borrowing for a new fire truck that we currently are getting built, and also a new dump truck for the street department. So it's not all just for the public safety center that we approved the borrowing for.
With just out of curiosity, is that an electric fire truck?
No.
Okay.
It's $1 million as it is. I would shudder to think what an electric fire truck would cost.
Had to ask, Mayor Hemmer.
I know.
Well, so, you know, back to the port for one more moment here.
Sure.
I understand it can dock paddle wheel cruise boats. Do these cruise boats contribute to local tourism, or what's happening there?
The last I saw is the cruise boats that the American Queen has ceased operations.
Oh.
I saw that in a press release here last week, I believe it was. I don't remember exactly why they're no longer coming up and down the river. I think money-wise is a big thing. They weren't making enough money, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had any stop here in the last 2 years, but before that, yeah, we'd have one stop at least once or twice a summer.
In our last moments together, how's Main Street doing? What does it look like to you? Is it healthy?
It could always be better, but I don't think it's in bad shape. But we're always looking to expand, bring more business to town.
What is the obstacle to get those businesses into town?
Well, I have a place to put them, number one.
Mm.
And number two, competing with other villages, towns, cities in the general area. It's all a competition to bring a business to your town. Any bigger business, smaller businesses, we've had good luck with that. They get these local entrepreneurs that want to start a business up.
Yeah.
We're working with the Main Street Program and our Driftless Development County Economic Development Corporation on, we've had a couple of pop-up shops.
Well, Mayor Hemmer, thank you for joining us. Dave Hemmer is mayor of Prairie du Chien in Crawford County. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.